This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. As the time of this is being recorded, it's raining outside. And they say one thing about the rains. You're only happy when it's raining if you're a duck. And coming up in October, the first weekend of October, the Pequabic River Duck Race, downtown Forestville, the massive town of Forestville, this immense project that goes on. It's an awesome sight to be seen. I've been going to it for many years, and joining me this morning is Katie D'Agostino. Katie is the Vice President, Marketing and Operations for Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the duck race has been around a while. Last year didn't happen, like many other things, because of COVID, but it's returning this year. I'm excited.
We are super excited that it's coming back this year, especially moving it to that first weekend of October, Sunday, October 3rd. So fingers crossed. I know we just said ducks like the rain, but some of us people that work the event would like it to be a little dry that day.
You know, and it's one of the, and over the years, it's definitely grown. I've seen it grow right before my eyes. And it's become a thing now. And people in this area, the Bristol, Sellington, Forestville, Plainville, Newington, New Britain, like, it's become a thing. And you guys are expanding ever more. What are some of the things that are new this year for the Duck Race Festival?
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Yes, we're super excited. Every year we've tried to bring something new to it, just to make it more of a festival type atmosphere. So we do shut down the streets of downtown Forestville for an all day 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. event. The ducks actually do race at 2 p.m. But prior to that, we have vendors, anything from craft vendors to a couple of food vendors and food trucks. And we have a kids game zone, which we are so lucky to have sponsored by City True Value Hardware. So there'll be some inflatable toys for the kids to play with leading up to the actual ducks racing at 2. And then this year we also added a health and wellness fair. The chamber usually has a standalone health fair, but because of COVID, we couldn't hold it this year. So we decided might as well make the best of both worlds and combine the event. So we added just a new feature, maybe even for some of the folks in town or the surrounding towns who had never been to the duck race before, but they want to come down and get your usual screenings, your blood pressures and all of that good stuff. We have COVID vaccines being offered all day. So we're hoping it just really adds another new feature for people to come down and love.
You know, one thing it's grown immensely over the year is food trucks. Now, last year, a lot of these, you know, guys and gals that own these food trucks had a tough year. I'm assuming you didn't have a hard time convincing people to come out to the Forestville for the duck race this year for food trucks.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the nice thing about the food vendors and all of the vendors that we have is we kind of are able to piggyback on the great participation at the farmers market that we have here in Bristol. So all we have to do is head down there, hand out a couple of flyers, and they've signed on and they're all aboard.
So let's whet some people's appetites. What are some of those food trucks and vendors that are going to be, even the craft vendors? Do you have a little bit of a list we can whet people's appetites with?
Absolutely. So we're going to have Dudes Donuts. I apologize for that. We have a chamber member called Dusty Dudes, who's fantastic. If anybody wants to patronize them as well,
that's amazing stuff.
So awesome. My house is full of a lot of stuff from them. But we also have, you know, your typical jewelry vendors. We have crafters, home crafters, or, you know, even people who actually have brick and mortar locations. So we really tried to make sure that we have something for everyone. A little surprise that I just found out this morning is we actually have a vendor whose child makes little paintings, and they're going to do some duck paintings and also have a little, you know, wading pool and things like that to have their own little duck race down at their booth out on the streets there in Forestville. So we have a little something for everyone, and we're super excited for people to come out and see it, especially since we weren't able to have one last year.
And that's one of the things. It's these little town community events that just, there's something special about it, you know, to see someone at one of these events, especially over the past year and a half, almost 2 years, to see people out again is cool. And just to see people out supporting local community events, because a lot of these vendors, the food trucks that are going to be there, the craft vendors, they're right right here from our community. You know, so absolutely. Go out and support these things. And, you know, let's get back to the exciting part, the duck racing. If anyone doesn't know what the duck race is, explain it to people a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. So what we do is it's 5,000 rubber duckies. They are regulation size. Every single duck is the same. The only thing different about them is the number underneath them, so you know what duck you have that correlates with the ticket number that you bought. But the ducks get dumped into the river by a big old payloader, and they race on down. So the reason why we sort of like a little bit of rain prior to, but maybe the week or so leading up, is because we don't really want that river to kind of run really fast and the race is over in 2 seconds. Mm. So it's really fun to just sit down there and watch them kind of flow themselves down the river. And all 5,000 of them go in. And right now we're up to about 30 prizes. We're hoping to get to 36 prizes. So the first three dozen people will win. Three dozen ducks will win the finish line. And our grand prize is $1,500. Second place is $750. Third place is an HDTV. And then down from there, we have everything from overnight stays at the DoubleTree by Hilton Bristol, Lake Compounds passes, and a whole bunch of gift cards for anything that you could really think of.
And now, yeah, so those prizes are, no pun intended, nothing to shake a tail feather at here.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's amazing. It's something to be seen. You know, there's just people lining the Pequabic River, waiting for these little rubber ducks to come down. And then when they start appearing, like, the crowd just erupts. It's awesome.
It is so funny to us every year. And sort of to your point, the reason why we've tried to make it bigger and bigger every year is it never fails. It'll be first thing in the morning, and there's always a family or two setting up their chairs, kind of like a parade, so that they get firsthand view of the ducks racing. And it's just so cute that we thought, if we make this into an entire day event, at least instead of leaving their chairs down there, they can come do something mm-hmm. around town too. So, yeah, everybody has so much fun.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. If people can visualize, so you have a river, and then near the end, I'm assuming it's still clean harbors, they put the little floats in the river to kind of funnel the ducks to a little area. So your first duck down the river might not be the first one to make it through. So then you have people like cheering on ducks. It's hysterically amazing thing. There's people cheering on rubber duckies.
And we are super fair about this, too. So the reason why we need to pay attention to the actual flow of the river is because we do actually have volunteers in the river mm-hmm. so that any duck that may have been held up on a stone or a log or some leaves floating around, they get pushed through down the river so that no one comes up to us at the end and says, hey, my duck was 900 and something, and it's still way back there stuck on a log. We make sure they get out there and everyone has a fair chance.
And that's the bet. You know, it's stuff like this. It's the reason why I do this show. It's these fun family community events across the state. And this one's happening October 3rd, downtown Forestville. Easy to get to. There's plenty of parking. You can come down, spend the day, 10 to 4. The ducks launch at 2. There's games. There's food. You can't go wrong with food. There's so many things to do, Katie. And now, you know, you work with the chamber. The chamber puts this on. If people want more tickets, we're getting close, the deadline's coming up, how can people still, you know, buy a ducky?
Absolutely. So one of the things we did this year, especially coming out of all of this COVID stuff that we've all dealt with for the past 18 months or so, we actually made tickets available online. So we know a lot of people are used to going out to various locations throughout the town and city and buying a ticket while they were actually out shopping. So we didn't do that this year, but they are available 24/7 on our website, which is centralctchambers.org. Otherwise, what we are going to do that very last week of September is we're just going to have a ticket blitz here at the office. So feel free. We're at 440 North Main Street. We are the parking lot directly behind Tunksis at Bristol. Come on down. Give us a call that you're here. We'll run you out a ticket and you'll be good to go. If not, we always have the people who superstition, whatever it is, they buy their ticket the day of, and that's totally fine. We have our booth there and our tent at the duck race. On the Central Street Bridge, where you can come on up that day and get a ticket.
Now, 5,000 tickets is a lot. Has there ever been a time where we haven't sold all the tickets?
Well, the goal is to sell all of the tickets. So we have come close. We've never, only sold half or so. But, there's a couple of years where there might be a couple of dozen left over. But the goal is always to make sure that all 5,000 sell, because the ducks that do not sell, those ticket numbers, those ducks actually can't even race. So we go hard to make sure that tickets are sold, because otherwise I'm the co-chair of the duck race with my co-worker Dee Babkirk, and Dee and I will have to be in our storage shed that weekend pulling out the ducks that don't sell. So we get out there and make sure they're sold. It's not a fun job. So help us out, everyone. Buy a ticket.
Yes, help Katie and help them. Buy a ticket. Support a local duck. All right, and thank you again, Katie. Katie D'Agostino, Vice President, Marketing and Operations for the Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce. The Pequabic River Duck Race, so many things happening. It's growing every year. Do not miss it. October 3rd, Center of Forestville. Easy to get to right off Route 72. The festival runs from 10 to 4. The ducks launch at 2 to race to the checkered flag under the bridge. Be there. Get your tail feathers wagging. It's the duck race. It's an amazing thing. Things like this happen every weekend right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.